Well, have you ever felt like there's just not enough time? Maybe there's not enough margin or enough provision or enough space to do what God has called you to do. So many people today are living under constant pressure, feeling rushed and overwhelmed and feeling like they're just always behind. Well, what if the answer isn't just better scheduling or better balance? What if the real answer is learning to live from a different realm entirely? God's realm, where peace and provision and rest are already available in Christ. Well, today I am joined by Dr. Candace Smithyman, and we're going to talk about her book, Cracking the Time Code. And this is a fascinating conversation about eternal time and the finished work of Jesus, and how believers can shift from striving in the earth realm and move into living by faith in what Scripture calls a new and living way. So, Dr. Candace, welcome to the program today. It is so good to have you.
Thank you so much, James. I'm blessed and honored to be with you all. I'm so excited about what PTN is doing around the world, and I'm just blessed to be a part of one of the shows on the network. And so this is a great encouragement to be able to share with the people today.
Absolutely. I think you are kind of in the original crew, if you will, when we first started several years ago as a network. So our viewers are going to know you well, and we are so honored to be able to partner with you to take the message of Christ around the world. So thanks for being on the program today. I want to jump right in because I truly believe that this message is going to connect with so many people because, man, in our culture, don't we feel stretched and pressured and exhausted? And we know there's only 24 hours in the day, but it just seems like there's never enough. So would you take us back to the beginning? And talk a little bit about how did you first discover this revelation of eternal time? Because I'm always interested in that is, you know, what did you see in culture? What was going on in prayer that God said, hey, this is something I want to release in the earth today?
That's an excellent question. And, you know, I think everything begins with the struggle, right? And so, you know, I was struggling through, Lord, I never have enough time. And, you know, it shouldn't be this way according to what you've done on the cross. Like this doesn't make any sense to me. And time is a resource that we have. And I also noticed that I don't have enough of this and I don't have enough of that. And there's an awful lot of things that I can complain about that I don't have enough of. And I said, according to the word of God, I should be walking in everything. And I was like, explain to me, how does this work? And so the Lord began to take me on a journey. And this was really like about 7 years ago. He started to really share with me about the fact that when he died on the cross, he defeated sin, death, and the grave. But the fact of the matter is, 40 days later, he ascended. And when he went to heaven, he took the church with him. Okay. And we know this because in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, the Apostle Paul says specifically that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. And then Philippians chapter 4, he says that we're citizens of heaven. And that word citizen actually means conversation. Our conversation is in heaven. And so I really began to seek him about the fact that, Lord, I don't really get this being seated with you in heavenly places thing. I need more revelation on this. And so he just began to start downloading this wisdom about the ascension realms. And I've written multiple books, other books on the ascension realms or on heavenly portals, understanding the culture of heaven. And of course, we know from the Lord's Prayer, he says, may it be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I'm like, these are final statements here. And clearly the earth is not living this way. Like we, the people of God, are missing something. So I got into prayer, I got into fasting, and I just opened up my heart to receive whatever wisdom he would bring to me. And I would write it down. And then I would, of course, begin to test it. I would test what I heard. I would test it according to the word and I would test it according to my life. And I realized that the Lord has given us so much more than what we can even imagine. And that the earth realms, us in this realm, we're occupying a place of sin, death, and the grave. But when he ascended, he gave us our new position. And so this teaching is about living in the new position.
So let me speak this plainly for somebody who's maybe hearing this for the first time today, and they're saying, you're saying glory portals and realms, and we're like, okay, what does it really mean to have a glory realm or a portal, and what does eternal time look like for us?
Okay, such good questions. I'm so excited. I'm so passionate about this, James, because I can see where God is taking the body of Christ in fresh revelation and wisdom. The Apostle Paul knew all of this already, and he had written it and was speaking it to the churches. But along the way, we got stuck in certain areas, and we began spinning in what I call the earth realms or the death realms, okay? And why would I say that? I would say we in this realm are bound by the curse. Okay. What is the curse? Well, we know that when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit back in Genesis chapter 3, that not only was there a fall of man, but that God placed a curse on humanity and cast them out of the garden. There was, in effect, one way back into the garden, and that was through the flaming sword. The flaming sword is Jesus Christ. It's coming to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So when Jesus, in effect, died on the cross, and he fulfilled everything that was written before the foundation of the world and carried out through the law. He came from heaven to earth. He met the legal requirements of the Levitical law, and he went into the heavenly tabernacle, and he put his blood on the mercy seat on the Day of Atonement in a new order, not in the Levitical order, but in the new eternal order of Melchizedek. He then declared the work is finished at that point. Now, many of us perceive that only from the aspect of salvation, as in, you know, when you die, when you physically die and your flesh goes into the earth, your spirit and soul will go to heaven and you will live eternally. But really what happened at that time is that he redeemed all of the curse in that moment, which means he took us back to the original design. Yes. Now, the original design is equal to the fact that we have died, buried, resurrected, and ascended with him. So ascension realms equal the original design. So James, in effect, we have been taken back to the garden. The only problem is we don't believe it. Okay. Mm. And this is where the enemy still gains control of the people of God, is because we are born into this realm. We see from this realm, we see in the natural realm, but specifically, and there's specific scriptures that I share in my book, Cracking the Time Code, where once we come to receive salvation, we've been given new eyesight. We now have new eyes and new ears. The problem is we're not trained to use them in this realm, all right? So everything that the enemy is still doing today, he's been doing for 5,000 years, almost 6,000 years, he's been stirring this mess. But in effect, more than 2,000 years ago, Jesus took care of it for us. Wow. And so God just kept revealing this to me. And he says, Candace, he says, people are seeing and operating even through their salvation and sanctification in this realm. He says, but I have taken them to an eternal realm. Now, let me just share this one thing, because I know you have more questions here and I'm excited to answer them. But here's the deal. When time first started, James, it didn't start when God said day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 in Genesis chapter 1. That's not when time started. That was the birth of creation in an eternal realm. It meant that it was a timeless realm. It had no beginning and no end. Time didn't enter until Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, because that's when death entered. When death entered, lack and depravity came. And then at that point, everything became a need. I need everything. Everything is in lack. Everything is in depravity. But the good news is that when Jesus died, buried, resurrected, and put his blood on the heavenly tabernacle, said it's finished, and then took his seat of ascension, he then did it within a new eternal order. So he took us back to the original design. So what needs to happen with the body of Christ today is they need to understand that time equals death. Technically, the definition of time is death. We are now born into an eternal realm when we come to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. But the problem is we don't know how to function there. We only know how to function as aliens in a realm where we have only lack at our fingertips. We have lack of resources. We have lack of time, treasure, our testimony. All of those things that we would consider to be valuable has now been under a curse. But the good news is the curse has been broken.
Yeah.
We just have to train ourselves to live in these eternal realms. Phew.
I'm old school Pentecostal charismatic, so I want to run around the studio right now as you're preaching this, because this is so powerful. You know, as you were talking about that, you know, one of my favorite lines of any Christmas song is Joy to the World, and that line that says, far as the curse is found, he came to make his blessings flow. Far as the curse is found. And I think that's what you're saying is sometimes we stop. You know, yes, we're saved. We're redeemed. But the curse is found beyond just that. And it's supposed to affect our everyday. And so I absolutely love what you're saying here. So help us. How do we then, okay, the everyday believer, how do we access those earthly, those heavenly realms, those eternal realms? How do we get there?
Okay, so everything is by faith. And of course, we know this because all the word is focused on the difference between us and the non-believer is that we believe. And not only do we believe in that Jesus died, buried, and resurrected for us, but we believe in the goodness of God, that he sent his son to save all of humanity and to reconcile us to him. So we have to start understanding in scripture that everything is clearly finished. We are no longer in process. We are living from the foundation of what's complete and finished, all right? This is what helps us begin to live out every day without a lack of resources, which means without a lack of time. If you're living from a realm that's already finished, you don't fear where you're going. You're not concerned about what your next step is because everything that you're doing is already finished. See, in the eternal timeline, there's no beginning and there's no end. So everything operates in such a place where it is complete, it is finished, it is whole, it is shalom peace, it is nothing missing and nothing broken.
Yeah.
The curse causes us to feel like everything is broken all the time. We have to work harder. We have to press harder. We have to try harder. Even our spiritual warfare is done all in this realm. It is not done from a place of rest. Everything is from the realms of battle. But Jesus said, listen, I took care of the curse and I took you up to a place of complete and utter freedom. Shalom, peace, nothing missing, nothing broken. Now begin to make decisions in your life from this place, not from a place of lack, not from a place of I don't have enough, but from a place of I have enough and it's all finished and it's all complete and I can live in it now. That will change everything. Come on, James, I can tell your blood pressure is coming down right now while I'm talking. See, everybody's going, oh, thank God somebody told me I can rest and it's legal. Yeah. It's legal rest. It's legal rest. And it's something that Jesus has already given us, but we have missed it. We have spent more time theologically on how to work in this realm than we have how to rest from this realm and then to do the work in the earth from completion and from finality, from eternal time.
Wow. This is an incredible revelation. And I know if people grab this, it will change the way we live every day. So you also unpack in your book, Cracking the Time Code, you talk about Hebrews 10:20 and that new and living way. So would you unpack that for us for a minute? What does that mean, a new and living way?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. This is what the whole thing is all about. The book of Hebrews, we're not sure who the author is. We think it's Apostle Paul, but that author grabbed a hold of the finality of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. He sets us up with understanding the structures of the law that God gave the Levitical priesthood in order to set up the tabernacle so that the blood of bulls and goats and lambs would then be signified as bringing forth forgiveness forgiveness for all of those that needed it. Now, there was one that was sent that was of another line. That was the new eternal order of Melchizedek. And he was timeless. We know this from Hebrews chapter 2. He was one that was outside of time, and he was called the endless one. And he made the choice to come into time from a different priesthood, and he set up a different structure. And he went into a different tabernacle, not the earth one, because the earth one was a prototype of the heavenly one. He actually took his blood into the heavenly realms. And when he did this, and he put his blood on the mercy seat, just like the Levitical law required, his blood, the blood of the sinless lamb. So that lamb put his blood, and then he declared, the work is finished. So what the book of Hebrews is explaining to us is that a new line has come. A man, 100% man, 100% God, has put his blood and said, it is finished. And now a new way has begun.
Yes.
The old way is no longer. What this means is that how we had to come into the earth realms to receive forgiveness is no longer the same anymore. Now the new way has come, and it has come through the veil. What is the veil? That's his body. His body was broken for us, and his blood was shed. So the veil, the curtain between the holy place and the holy of holies, could be split so that we would have eternal access. Now, we have to teach people the new and living way. And the new and living way means we're no longer constricted by the realm of death. Now we are in the original design, which is equal to the ascension realms. The problem is we don't know how to live there. We have not had the right teaching to live there. Apostle Paul started to teach it. He was trying to teach it, but they weren't getting it. They weren't understanding it. But we are closer now to the return of Yeshua than we ever have been. That's a fact, right?
Yes.
And so with that, he is calling us today, the people of God, to set up the earth as a kingdom for him to come and rule and reign in. But the setting up requires us to have next level understanding of the revelation that we have no lack. Because if we set up a New Jerusalem, if we set up the kingdom in from a framework of lack, we're going to minimize the amazement of the king himself. So we, the builders, have to build from an eternal understanding in order to make the place that he deserves to rule and reign in. And yeah. So we've got to change our thinking. We've got to stop being so concerned about all these things we're being concerned about. And we have to start to live from the eternal realms and eternal time. Come on, I'm getting excited again.
You know, Dr. Candace, I'm laughing a little bit because your books and just to hear you speak, and I'm sure other people can relate to what I'm saying. It's almost like I'm going to have to go back and watch this interview and pause and consider. Your books are that way. It's not a quick read where I got to pause. Because this revelation is deep and it's rich and it's mind-blowing. So I'm laughing because revelation just coming out of you like a river. And I love it. But
amen.
One of the cores of your message that you talk about is what's happening up here in our minds and how we have to shift our minds out of the death effects of this earth realm and into that life-giving dimension. So can you talk to us a little bit about how we move beyond our mind and shift into that reality?
Well, I think first we have to recognize that we are born into a death realm. Okay, because it is a realm that lacks in every way. And I mean, listen, anybody that's watching this right now, all I have to do is ask you one question. Do you ever feel like you have enough time? And everybody goes, no.
No.
And I'm like, okay, well, if we were really living in eternal time, that would never be a question. We would be like, hey, we got plenty of time. We've got eternity, right? Nobody answers that on the earth. So we are programmed from our natural birth to always see lack, depravity, and less than. And then we have, because we were born under the curse, but here's the but James, the curse has been broken. So our testimony should not be that we're lacking time. It should not be that we're lacking resources. It should not be that we're lacking anything.
Yeah.
Because he has bought it all back for us and he's taken us back to the Garden of Eden. See, James, we have got to wash our minds. And the Apostle Paul knew this because the book of Romans is very specific about our death, burial, and resurrection with him. Okay. And we know that in Romans chapter 12, he says, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Then you'll know what the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God is. Now, so he says, do not be conformed. So who's conforming us? We're being conformed by our birth into a death realm first, before we come to know the Savior. Then once we come to know the Savior, we have to be transformed in our soul. Our soul and our DNA has to break free from lack and begin to live without any limits at all. And we do not know how to do this as a people. We'll often say, God, I can't wait till I get to heaven. But here's the deal. That's actually not a good testimony for us. Because if Jesus died, buried, and resurrected to give us life now, we should not be testifying about what's coming. We should be testifying about what is. Because he came to make the difference today. It's not just the promised land happens when we die and we go to heaven. Our forefathers were only able to grab a hold of that bit that it had to be later. But the Lord's saying, I need my people to live it now. I need them to stop talking about what's going to happen tomorrow and begin to live that it is complete today, that my blood was enough. And throughout my book, I talk to you about the good, pleasing, and the perfect will of God, how to step into that. I talk about how to live to the limits. I talk about, I start stretching the mind because God stretched my mind, James, okay? This is not about some kind of great revelation I came up with. God stretched me to live enter into a realm where I had to occupy that place, and I began to see the supernatural provision that came from it. And every day that I believed that and lived it, he affirmed it with additional miracles. Amazing things happened. And so I know it's truth, and I'm going to preach it until my body goes into the earth and my spirit and soul go to heaven.
That is so good. You know, and I love that you talked earlier about that place of rest. Because, you know, that's what we're living under, the pressure, the time restraints. We're striving for more and more. Would you just give us a picture of what it looks like for a believer to, as you said earlier, just to breathe and rest in that place of authority in everyday life? What does that look like?
Yeah, you know, it would be to stop waking up every day and charting every little thing that you have to chart. Like even before you get out of bed in the morning, it's waking up and knowing I have more than enough time today. Everywhere the Lord sends me, the work is already done. Whoa, like I need you to think from that. See, it means that we've stepped into a realm that is never ending. Today, I'm going to think clearly through things. I'm not going to be pushed around by any lack, any fear, anxiety, depression, all comes from lack and depravity. I won't be pushed around by it anymore. I won't allow the enemy to start to tell me I need to be worried or concerned about my provision, my protection, and my acceptance. I'm going to say that I've been given more than enough in an endless realm, because that's the realm of the original design. That's the realm of the garden. I'm going to walk today in the cool of the garden with my Father. I'm going to walk with him today. I'm not going to let anything touch me or bother me. And if the snake comes into the garden, I'm going to say, talk to the hand. It's time for you to leave. But you have no authority over me because I'm in another realm. As a matter of fact, you and I don't even need to talk, Satan. We don't even need to have a conversation because we don't exist in the same realm. See, it's talking out of complete and total fullness, but we have to wash our souls. This is why we can't be conformed to the pattern of the world. The world is death. We have to wash our souls with the word. The word is life. And so I give lots of scriptures in my book that people can wash themselves with. I mean, literally, you have to retrain your mind, your will, and your emotions to come out of the curse. Our DNA and our bloodlines are cursed, yet he took the curse that we might be set free. So it's almost like you're going back and you're reversing what the curse has done. Just like Ephesians chapter 5, he says, I've redeemed all things. So we ourselves have to reverse it in us, and we have to reverse it for the generations.
Yeah. Would you take a moment today before we sign off, and would you pray for people who, you know, they've been struggling and they're hearing this and they're like, can I really walk into that? Would you pray for us today?
Yes, yes, I will pray. And I just want to say to all of you watching, listen, this is a gift that God has for you. Jesus gave us this gift. And what a better time to celebrate than today. Get out and celebrate today. It's the new eternal kingdom order, and you've been called to live in it. So Father, I thank you that as members of the new eternal kingdom order, we surrender today to the fact that the curse has been broken. Every evil thing has been destroyed. And in our DNA, you have given us life, eternal life. And so Lord, I thank you. At the sound of my voice, each person that is hearing this message, Lord, cause them to seek your face for life. Call them to live in the realms of the endless. Teach them how everything has been taken care of. Let them not be conformed to the pattern of death in this world, but be transformed in their souls, their mind, their will, and their emotions to the life-giving power of the endless one. We praise you and we thank you, Father, that you are sending your spirit to each and every person, Lord, that is hearing this interview right now, and they're going to get excited about living in a new eternal kingdom order, a new and living way where life is foremost, where rest, peace, and joy, nothing missing, nothing broken is ours. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Father, and we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, Dr. Candace, thank you so much for being on today. Now, besides people watching you here on the Pioneer Channel, you know, around the world and all of our platforms, where can they find more about your ministry and what you're doing?
Yes, they can go to CandaceSmitherman.com, my full name.com. Also my YouTube channel. I have lots of teachings on my YouTube channel. I come on every week and I give a prophetic word according to the Hebrew calendar so that people know what time and season we're in. It's one of the gifts that God has given me. What is the prophetic timeline? What is our times and seasons? How do we crack the time code? I'm on the PTL network. I'm on a bunch of international networks, faith networks, worldwide. But I think Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube is the best way other than my website at CandaceSmitherman.com.
Thank you for being a friend and a partner here on the Pioneer Channel and, of course, being a guest on the show today. I know this has been a powerful conversation, a timely word. And now I want to say to those of you who are watching, you know, perhaps you've been carrying the weight of pressure, lack, maybe there's been fear in your life or that constant feeling that time is running out. I want to remind you today that because of Jesus, you can live from a different realm, a realm of peace, rest, and faith, a realm of divine provision. So we want to make Dr. Candace Smitherman's book available to you, Cracking the Time Code. It's available for your love gift of $25 or more. We would love to put this resource in your hand, help it bless you, grow your understanding of God's timing to live in that new and living way that Christ has opened up for us. And as always, man, if you need prayer, we have prayer partners available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, ready to stand in faith with you. So whatever you're facing today, know that you are not alone. So reach out, request your copy of the book, share this message with somebody who needs hope today. Again, Dr. Candace, thank you so much for being on today. And I'm sure you won't, it won't be long before we see you here again. And
Amen.
Until next
thank
time,
you.
Remember that God loves you. He's not mad at you. And he's got a wonderful plan for your life. Bye-bye for now.
This has been the James Epperly Show. This worldwide broadcast is made possible by friends and partners of Pioneer Television Network. Your faithful monthly support helps take this message around the world. To learn more, visit thejamesepperlyshow.com.